We'll do it again. On Kufhema basic. Mark gets involved in Hilchas Kriya. Hilchas Kriya appear in the third Perek in Masechet Maikotin, together with Hilchas Avelus. Maikotin is all about Chalamoy, the Dinim of Chalamoy. You have Masechet Beitza, is all about the Dinim of Masechet Shabbos, is all about Shabbos. Masechet Beitza is all about Dinim of Yontif. Masechet Maikotin is all about the Dinim of Chalamoy. The third parak in Moed Katan is all about ripping Kriya on Chalamoid and observing Avelus on Chalamoid. To what extent, when does one rip Kriya, when not, and to what extent does one observe Avelus on Chalamoid? So the Gemara had a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah here says that Hakareya al Meisod b'Shabbos is Potter. If one rips Kriya on Shabbos, he's Potter because it's Mekalkal, Kol HaMekalkal HaMtum. The only time you fight by Kareya is if it's Misak and Kareya Manas Litman. The Gemara says, Minhu, there's a contradiction that Braisa says, Hakareya Be'evloi Al Mesa Chayev. Now, you are Chayev. So the Gemara's initial answer was, like Kasha Hobi Mesa De Hobi Mesa Yalma. The only reason why you need Kareya per se is a Malach. Not that the definition of the Malach is Kareya Manas Litva. It doesn't have to be Kareya Manas Litva. The only reason why you need Almanas Litva is not that it shouldn't be Mikalka. But if you can imagine in your mind, if you can conjure up the case where Kareya per se is a Misakin, then you would be chayv even without Almanas Litva. This is Rabbi Kivega had this comment. On Dafan Gimel Amid Beis, Rabbi Kivega had the impression from the Tosfos there by Zemer Vetzorch Leitzim, the fourth Tosfos on Gimel Amid Beis, gives you the impression as if that's the definition of the malacha. Kareya al manas litvor is the nature of the malacha. It has to be hachon l'tzvira. And if it's kareya shalah al manas litvor, not only is it pata because it's mekalkal, it's pata because that's not, by definition, that's not called the malacha. So Rabbi Kivega says, how can you say that? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says on Kuf Hamad Beis, kareya per se is a malacha. You don't have to have al manas litvor. Except that normally kareya is a mekalkal. So if it's Almanas Litva, then it's called Misakin. But if you're Kareya al Meisdi Day, if you're Kareya in a way that you're Yotz in the Mitzvah, the Gemara says, like Kasha, there really isn't a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. You don't have to say that each Mishnah and the Braisa represents a different Tana. This is one Tana, there's a different Tana. No, you can say it's all the same Tana, there's no contradiction. Hobi Meisdi Day, Hobi Meisdi Alma. If it's a Meisdi Day, then he's Chayiv to Rip Kriya, and he's Yotz in the Mitzvah, so then the Kriya constitutes Misakin. And if it's a Meis the Alma, then there's no mitzvah of Kriya, so then it's Mekalkal. Then it'll only be Misakin if it's Almanas Litva. That's what you see from our Gemara. The Gemara asked Akash, how can you say the Vahomeiso Katani? It says both in the Mishnah and the Braisa, Kareya Al Meiso. Al Meiso means that it is a Meis the Day, it's not a Meis the Alma. The Gemara says, yeah, Meiso. There are two concepts of Meis the Day. One concept of Meis the Day is it's Mutal Olai Lekovroi. Let's say I'm the tenth cousin. But everybody else in between is dead. So I'm the lucky winner of the Yerusha. I get the whole Yerusha. So the din is that I only have the right to take the Yerusha after the expenses of the Kvura are taken care of. So it's Alai Muta Lakovro. The monetary obligation to take care of the Kvura is Mutal on me. I'm not entitled to the Yerusha, doesn't begin, doesn't get off the ground until I've taken care of the Kvura first. So in that sense, it's called Meso. It's based on the sense that it's mutol alai lekavroi, but I'm not mechuyev in Kriya. He's a tenth cousin. I'm not mechuyev in Kriya just because everybody else in between is dead and I'm the closest relative. I'm the korif kurdin for Yerusha purposes. Doesn't make it that I'm mechuyev to rip Kriya. Kriya, Rashi says, is that this connected with Avelus? That's the question. The Gemara says, Kriya luchud b'Avelus luchud. The Gemara says in the third parak in Moed Katan, that halachic tira mekel ba'ovel, whenever there's a machlekes hatanoim, whenever there's a machlekes in general, we say yochid v'rab halachic rab. We say acharab lahatos, we follow the majority opinion. But in Hilchas Avelus, Shmuel formulates a klal, and we accept Shmuel's klal, that even if you have rabim machmirim, the yochid mekel, so the din should be like the rabim, because yochid v'rabim halachic rabim. Nonetheless, we say halachic kedibra hamekel b'avul. Even though the mekel is only a yachid, the din is still lakula. That's based on the cloud that every sofer kavelus is lakula. Sofer kavelus lakula. The Tosis writes in Erevin and the Ramban in the Teresa Adam quotes this Tosis. The Ramban was a doctor, so he wrote a sefer that's called Teresa Adam. all about when babies are born, what are you allowed to do on Shabbos. That's later on Kuf Kof Tes. On Daf Kuf Kof Tes, what are you permitted? What is the doctor who delivers the baby, the nurse who delivers the baby, what are they permitted to do on Shabbos? What Chilul Shabbos are you allowed to do? And going to the hospital and calling up the doctor, what are you allowed to do in advance of delivering the baby? What are you permitted to do when you deliver the baby? What do you do with the baby after the baby is born? Are you allowed to straighten out the legs? Are you allowed to do this? Allowed to do that? What are you permitted to do when you deliver a baby? Then he talks about how long is the yoledes considered a chayla? Sheyesh basakana, sheyem basakana. Then he says the baby grows up and he gets sick. So what about treating sick people? In general, on weekdays, on Shabbos, melachos deraisa, melachos derabbanan, there is everything, the Ramban talks about everything there. And then he discusses what happens if somebody dies. So the dinim of avelus, he speaks about the dinim of rofe, hilchus rofe, is the doctor allowed to charge a fee? And then he has, if the doctor doesn't succeed in healing the patient and the patient dies, what are the dinim of kriya, what are the dinim of avelus? He has the whole avelus over there. The whole Yeridei Hilchos Avelus is all based on the Ramban. Every section of Shulchan Aruch is based on some other sefer. The Hilchos Avelus, the end of Yeridei, all comes from the Ramban and the Torah Sodom. So again, so the Ramban and the Torah Sodom quotes this Tosfos in Erevin that Halacha the Rav Meikel Ba'Avel is not because Avelus is all the Rabbanan and Safek the Rabbanan Lekula. No, it's much more than that. You don't call it a Sofek Derabbanan Lekula if you have a Yochid and a Rabbim. Let's say the Rabbim are Machmir and the Yochid is Meikah. So you would say Yochid V'Rabbim Halacha K'Rabbim even on a Din Derabbanan. You wouldn't say, well, since the Yochid is Meikah and it's a Machloikas, so it's Sofek Derabbanan Lekula. That's not legitimately called Sofek Derabbanan Lekula. If the Rabbim are Machmir, so you have to go L'Chumra even though it's a Din Derabbanan. And here that's exactly what Shmuel says. Shmuel says, Halachik Divrei HaMeikel, Kol Makom Shatamotzi, Rabbi Machmirim V'Yochid Meikel, Halachik Divrei HaRabim Chutz Me'Aveilus, that Halachik Divrei HaMeikel Bava. So it doesn't really conform to the normal dinim of Safik Derabbanan Lekula. It's much, it exceeds that din. So the Ramban quotes the Tosfos in Erevin, who says that even if one should assume that Aveilus were a din deraisa, Tosfos Shita happens to be that all of Aveilus is only a din derabbanan. Tosfos' opinion is that even Avelus Yom Rishon is only the Rabbanan, but the Rif and the Rambam and the Gaonim and the Mechaber Paskins, like the Rif and the Rambam and the Chaf Nisvara, that Avelus Yom Rishon is their Isa. The rest of the days of Shiva and Shloshim and Yud Beis Chodesh, that's the Rabbanan. But Avelus Yom Rishon is their Isa. So even so, Tosfos quotes from the Gaonim. And the Ramban says that the Tosfos in Erevin quotes from the Gaonim. That's exactly, you have that Tosfos in Erevin. That even if one were to have held like the Shita Sagrenim, that Avelus Yom Rishon is their Raisa, you would still say Halachi Dera Mekal Bovel. This is a din der Raisa, that Sofik Avelus Lekula. And even if, unlike the normal din, normally the Klal is that Sofik Dera Raisa Lechumre, and even the Ramam's opinion, the Ramam and the Raibit are both of the opinion that Sofik Dera Raisa Lechumre itself, that rule itself is only with the Rabbanan. So the Nesivis writes that that's only true what the Rambam and the Ravid hold, that Sofik Deraisa Lechumre itself is only Midirabbana, that's only by Eloise. But by an essay, even the Rambam and the Ravid would agree that Sofik Deraisa Lechumre Midiraisa. If you're Mesupik, if you're Yotze Mitzvah or not, if you're Mesupik how to fulfill a Mitzvah, even the Rambam will agree that Sofik Deraisa has to be Lechumre Midiraisa. So here by Avelus, Avelus Yom Rishon, according to the Rambam, according to the Gaonim, is a mitzvah minater. Learn that from the pasuk Lo Yitamo. It says Lachos Apsilu Shel Lahoyselish Lo Yitamo. Lo Yitamo is a machlekes Satanoim. We must have discussed it more than once this year. Lo Yitamo is machlekes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel in Toiton Dav Gimel Amid Aleph, among other places. Whether that's a reshus or a chayvus, Rabbi Shmuel says that it's a reshus. If the kohen is normally not permitted to mimitam lemeisim, but if he chooses to, he's permitted. If he wants to, he's allowed to attend the funeral of the zayin kohen. That's the pasuk. Lo yitam goes on achos apsula, and it goes on all the yobav lim alachal achoso and all the seven relatives. If he wants to, he may. We don't pass on like Rabbi Shmuel. We pass on like Rabbi Akiva. That lo yitam is a chayva, even if he's not interested in attending the funeral. It's a mitzvah. Mitamen also bal koach, and if he's there and he doesn't want to be mitame, so the Bezim will force him to be mitam. That's the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf. Mitam and also Bal Korcha. So the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he got it from the Gemara in Moed Katan, the third parak Moed Katan, that from that pasuk we derive the whole mitzvah of Avelus. Why does the Kohen have to be mitami Bal Korcha? because this is his way of demonstrating kavod abrius to the one who died. And the surviving relatives of a person who dies, the close relatives, not stam, a third cousin, not even a cousin, the seven design krovim, the close relatives of any person who dies, are obligated to demonstrate kavod ames. One method of demonstrating kavod ames by a kohen is that he should attend the funeral and violate the laws of kuhuna, the dafka, in order to demonstrate how choshev it is to show kavod ames. And another way of demonstrating kavod ames is by observing the laws of Avelus Yamishim. So the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, when he lists the mitzvah of Lo Yitam as a mitzvah, so he says, included in this mitzvah is the mitzvah to observe Avelus on Yom Rishon. That's the Raisa. The rest of the Avelus, the rest of the 6 days of Shiva and the Shloshim and Yudhi Kodesh, that's all Midirabbanon. Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa. So despite the fact that Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa, and by mitzvah sesa, you should really say Safik deraisa luchomer mideraisa lucholadeis. We happen to hold that Safik deraisa luchomer mideraisa even applies to a loy sesa, even to a Safik whether something is chazer, a Safik if something is basa b'cholo. But the din is that Safik deraisa luchomer mideraisa. That's a Rashi holds, that's a most of the Rishon, the Rashba holds like that. That's a most hold, but even according to the Rambam and the Ravid, who hold that Safik deraisa luchomer, that rule itself is only with the Rabbon, but that's by an Avera, by an Issa. But by mitzvah saseh, they would agree that the Nesivis and the Shev Shmaitzeh point to that. Chavaz Das and the Shev Shmaitzeh, they both point out that Sofik mitzvah saseh deraisa is luchumer mideraisa. And by Avelus, you don't say like that. Avelus is an exception to the rule. Why is that so? So the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam gives you a pasuk. The Mishkanes Yankev probably didn't have. Most certainly didn't have a Ramban in Torah Sa'adam. It wasn't available. It wasn't printed until years later. So the Mishkanes Yankev rediscovered this pasuk. He was mechavein to what the Ramban wrote. Where is the pasuk that indicates that Safik Avelus is there? I said, because by Tumas Kohanim, the Torah Kohanim has a pasuk that teaches us. It says, "Love v'li malach lachosa lo yitam is metami to them." So the Gemara, the Torah Kohanim has a comment on Le'imo that the only time the kohen is metami to the relatives is if it's a vaday kurva like the mother. The mother, the baby comes bouncing out of her body. So we assume that's a vadai koreif. That's a shiloh today that they have. They can take an egg from a different woman and implant it in this woman. So just because the baby comes bouncing out, who says that she's the mother? Could be that the other one is the mother. If you hold that, that's Rav Moshe Feinstein said that was ridiculous. When they first started these gimmicks and they would implant an egg, a fertilized egg from a different woman, they would implant it in the body of this woman. This woman would carry the baby. The baby came out. There's an ongoing debate. Who is the mother of the baby? The genetic mother, the one who donated the egg, or the mother who carries the baby for the 9 months? So Rav Moshe Feinstein got very angry. One of the rabbanim told me he started to argue with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was an old sick man, and he started to scream at him. What are you, crazy? The baby comes out of her body. She's not the mother. Of course she's the mother. That's what it seems like from the Torah Kohanim. So the Torah Kohanim says on this pasuk, La'aviv v'li malach halachoso, why does it have to list off all of the kraven? Let it say the father, I'll know the mother with her mamatzinu. Why do you have to spell out all of the seven relatives? So Torah Kohanim says that each relative who's mentioned indicates a different prat of the halachas of Tumas Kohanim. So Imo teaches me that it has to be vadai. Just like Imo is Vada, if the baby comes out of her body, we know for sure that she and the baby are related, that's for sure the mother. So it would appear from the Torah Kohanim that the mother who carries the baby for sure is the mother. Maybe they're both. It could be that they're two mothers. Could be that the genetic, you know, like the Purim Torah, Gam Vashti Amalka Asa Mishtei Noshim, that she had two mothers, okay. So it could be that they're two mothers, but she for sure is the mother. The mother who carries the baby for sure is the mother of the baby. That's what it says in Torah Kohanim. So the Rishonim, when we have a riff on Hilchas Tumas Kohanim. So we have on the side of the riff, they have two commentaries. They have the Nemuki Yosef on one side and they have the Rosh on the other side. So they both ask this kasha. Why does the Tumas Kohanim need a drasha from a pasuk Imo, just like Imo Vadai? So too, the kohen is on a mitame. If it's a vadai korei, what does it come to exclude? Comes to exclude, let's say, a woman was married. A woman was married to a kohen, and she had a few children. And then, let's say, the first husband dies, and she marries another man, and she marries so soon after the death of the first husband was young and healthy, and he got a heart attack and he died quickly. And then she marries someone else. You're always supposed to wait. The woman is supposed to wait 92 days for hafkana purposes. In case you become pregnant, you won't know who the father of the baby is. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, but we assume it's only an asmachta. That's that the Pischei Tshuva and Ebenezer quotes from the Pnei Yeshua. And Ksuba is like that. Even though the Gemara darshins it from the pasuk that we're supposed to see to it that we always know who the father of the child is, and that's why a woman should ever marry within 92 days. So Pnei Yeshua says that's only an asmachta of the Rabban. It's not a real bona fide Rosh Gemur derais. So what if this is a din of Havchana. What if the woman didn't wait Havchana? Garnish. So she violated the din of Havchana. And what if she has a baby in Taki? You can't tell. He can't tell who is the father of the baby. Today, Mr. Stomach, he could tell by the blood types and by the DNA. Stomach today would be much easier to identify whether the first husband was the father of the baby, the second husband was the father of the baby. But in the days of the Gemara, they had no way to tell. So what happens if she has a child from the second husband? She has a child that's a 9 months after the husband dies and she gets married in Shiddush. She violates the law, so she gets married the next day. The first husband died, and she gets married the next day, and then she has a baby, and you can't tell whether this baby is the baby from the husband number one or the baby from husband number two. So let's say one of these children dies. Does the other one, let's say they're both Kohanim. The first husband is a Kohen, the second husband is a Kohen. So let's say they're both sons of Kohanim anyway. Do you understand the Shailiz? Are they the brothers? They have the same mother. The shadows that have the same father. So the din is that the only time the kohen is metame to a ochiv, velachoso to a brother, to a sister, if they're achim min ha'av. Achim min ha'im doesn't count, has to be achim min ha'av. So the shaila is, over here it's a suffix whether they're achim min ha'av. So what's the din? Is the kohen obligated to be metame, or would you say no? So the kohanim has a drasha that no, that you're not metame. Because ma'imo vadai, afochi vadai, and if the woman married within the 3 months of Havkana, you don't know whether the baby is the child of the first husband, child of the second husband, and we're not so sure. It's a 50-50 chance. We don't know whether they're brothers min ha'av, or they're only brothers min ha'av. Maybe they're not achim min ha'av. In which case, if they're not achim min ha'av, so the kohen doesn't have any heter to be mitame to the brother. So that's what the Taras Kanim has a drasha, ma'imo vadai, afochi vadai. So the Rif on Hilchas Tumas Kohanim quotes this passage from the Torah Kohanim. So on the side, they both ask the Kasha, the Rosh, and the Nebuk Yosim on the two sides of the Rif Hilchas Hilchas Tumas Kohanim. I think it's printed at the end of Menachas. No, the end of Masechus Menachas. They have the Rif on Hilchas Tumas Kohanim. So they both are bothered with the Kasha. Of course, he's not permitted to be Mitameh. Why do you need a drasha to tell me that it's not a lot of mitame? Why don't you say safik deraisa lechumre? Me safik. I don't know if he's permitted or not. If it's not his brother minhav, he's not allowed to be mitame. So of course he's not allowed to be mitame. Safik deraisa lechumre. That's the kasha that the Rishonim is. So they give the Minhag Chinah quotes this whole discussion. This is the kind of a topic that the Minhag Chinah would go in for. Why do you need a drasha? We should have said safik deraisa lechumre anara. So the Rishonim give two answers. So some Rishonim, I forgot who, the Rosh and the Mukhi Yosef, one gives one answer, one gives the other. So some Rishonim say, yes, there is a real suffix derais al-chum. What do you do if you have a situation where on the one hand it's a mitzvah lo yitam, it's a mitzvah on the part of the kohen to be mitame if it is a relative, and it's an avera that he's not allowed to be mitame if it's not a relative, and you're not sure whether it is a relative or not. You don't know whether it's achiv min ha'aim alone, so they have the same father and the same mother, they only have the same mother. So if they have the same father and the same mother, then there's a mitzvah. It's sofik deraisa lechumra. You can say on the one hand, sofik deraisa lechumra on the mitzvah sesi, that it should be mitame. On the other hand, you can say sofik yisr lechumra, sofik deraisa lechumra on the yisr, that it should not be mitame. So what do you do if you're faced with a dilemma, you're faced with a circumstance, you have a sofik, whether you should do something or not. If you do, it's on the one hand, it's a suffix, maybe a mukhif to do it, and it's a suffix, maybe it's forbidden to do it. So how are you going to start suffix deraisa l'chumra? Which direction? You're going to emphasize the suffix deraisa l'chumra on the mitzvah angle, are you going to emphasize the suffix deraisa luchumra on the Isser angle, on the Isser aspect? According to the Rambam and the Ravid, the way we said before, according to the Rambam and the Ravid, the suffix deraisa luchumra on the Isser is only midirabbanon, but suffix deraisa luchumra on a mitzvah is deraisa. Then over here it should be easy. You should say suffix deraisa luchumra, mi suffix yimuchuyif to be metamek. Because the suffix, 50-50 chance, maybe you'll be in violation of an avera, so that's only lechumer midirabbanon. But the suffix, whether you're obligated to do the mitzvah, that suffix, the right of lechumer, you have to go do the mitzvah. So that's what some of the Rishonim answer. I would have said, yes, suffix, the right of lechumer, mi suffix, you mechuyif to be mitami, because it's a mitzvah, lo yitama. I wouldn't say suffix, the right of lechumer, mi suffix, it's forbidden. They don't say this hezber with the Chavis Das and with the Shef Shmaitze, that suffix deraisa luchumer by mitzvah sese is menatere, and suffix deraisa luchumer by loy sese is only the rabban. They don't give a head, but they just say a statement. Whenever you're faced with such a situation, and it's a suffix deraisa, maybe you're obligated to do it, and maybe it's forbidden to do it. So which way takes precedence? So they say, if not for this gzeres hakasa, I would have given precedence. I would have preferred to say Suffik the right to Luchumra on the Kiyuma Mitzvah. I would have said he's Muchiv to be Mitami, me Suffik. So now I have a pasuk that it says that it's not so. See, this Nakuda is relevant. This Ashala comes up in other areas of Allah. Take for example, Gemara has a Suffik, Menuda Mahu Betzilun. Happens to be also in the third parak of Moed Kotin. Let's say that Bezin puts somebody in Nidui. Bezin puts people in Nidui if they do Averis. There's Nidui, then there's Cherem, and there's Shamsa. There are either two or three levels of how serious the Cherem is. So there are for sure two levels, and there's a Machlokes and Rishonim, whether it's two or three levels. Usually the Achreinim have an expression. The Gemara has the Pasuk, Paritz Geder Yishachenu Nochash, that one who violates Gidron Shal Chachamim, one who violates an Issa Derabbanon, should be bitten by the snake, by the Chivya Derabbanon, by the rabbinical snake. What's the rabbinical snake? So the Gemara says, you put the guy in Cherem. The Bezin puts the guy in Cherem, so that's, and he's going to drop dead. So that's like a snake. A Cherem is a curse that the Bezin throws on the person that he should drop dead. So that's what the Gemara uses this expression from the Pasuk. Paritz Geder, Yishachenu Nochash. He should be bitten by the Chivya Derabbanan, by the rabbinical snake, by the curse that the Bezin gives him. So the Rishonim write that Nochash is a Rashi Tevis Nidu Cherem Shamto. That doesn't say in the Gemara. The Gemara uses the expression Paritz Geder, the Pasuk. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. The Gemara uses the pasuk to explain that's why we put people in Cherem. But the Gemara never says that Nochash is a Rashi Tevis. So the Rishonim say, Nidu Cherem Shamta. Sounds like they're holding that it's three different things. So half of the Rishonim talk about like that. Now they're told there are only two Madregas. There's Nidui, and this Cherem Shamta hyphenated is the exact same thing. There's no difference between the two. Whatever. So at least we'll talk about Nidui. Forget about the different levels. So the Gemara has a Sufik Menudah. The Menudah, or the Muhram, the one who's placed in Nidui, placed in Cherem, has to observe Avelus for himself. Because the Bezin cursed him that he should drop dead. He's already considered, in a certain sense, a Gavrik Pilo. So the Netziv explains in his commentary on the Shiltas that the Menudah, or the Muhram, has to observe Avelus on himself. The other Kroivim don't have to observe Avelus because Babad Rishon Rina, let's say the Bezin administered Mrs. Bezin to someone. So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that when he dies, due to the Skila Sreta Herakhenik, the relatives do not observe Avelus because Babad Rishon Rina, they're supposed to celebrate. They're supposed to rejoice. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So they don't observe Avelus. So Misha makes Biniduyo also. It says in Shulchan Aruch, if someone was put in Nidui, then he dies, and we attribute his death to the curse that the Bezin placed upon him. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Mordechai that the relatives do not observe Avelus because again, Babad Rishon Rina, we treat his death as if he were one of the Harugi Bezin. You can die through Skila, Sreif, Herik, Chenek, or the curse of the Bezin. So Nid, the Cherem Shamta is a curse that the Bezin places on the person, and if he ultimately dies, so we attribute his death to the curse of the Bezin. So we're not going to say that when the Bezin puts him in Nidui, all the relatives should observe Avelus because he's a Gavrik Pila. No, he deserves to die. He did some Avera, because of which they had to give him the curse. So that's really Babad Rishon Rina. That's like when he dies, it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Mordechai who says, when the Mishameis bin Nidui, Bezin Soklam Misarono, why do they put a big slab of stone on his arm to indicate that he really deserved to have Skila? So the Mordechai says, just like they put a slab of stone to demonstrate that it deserved to get skilu, hadinami, the relatives don't observe avelus, like one who actually got skilu, one who actually died, machmas skilu, sefer, erga, chedek. So Misha makes the nidui is also like that. So the same thing at the moment that they put him in nidui, when they put him in nidui and we consider him a gavak tila, so you should require of all the relatives that they should observe avelus. No! He deserved to be put in nidui. He did some kind of an aver for which they put him in nidui. But we require of him that he should observe avelus for himself. Usually when a person dies to skilu sefer, there's no one to talk to. He's dead. So you can't tell him he should observe avelus on himself. And here, where he's still alive, but he has the status of a gavak tila because they put him in cherem and nidui, so we require of the bal avera himself, who was put into nidui, that he should observe avelus on himself. So the Gemara has a safek, spekus regarding a lot of details of hilchos menuda, umuchram. To what extent does he really observe avelus on himself? So one of the spekus the Gemara has is menuda mahu bitzfilin. Does the menuda, the din is that an oval yom rishon is not allowed to wear tefillin, and the rest of Shiva he does wear tefillin. So an avelus gufer, some days you do wear tefillin, some days you don't. Tisha B'av. So Tisha B'av is a machlekes of Rishonim, whether you wear tefillin or not. Does Tisha B'av have the din like avelus yom rishon that you don't wear tefillin? That's how the Gaonim said Tisha B'av is worse than avelus yom rishon. Yom churban Beis Hamikdash. The only thing is, yeah, that was the day that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Now it's an alta maisa, it's 2,000 years old. It's also today, every year when Tisha B'av comes around, it's also like more chomer than avelus yom rishon. But he's saying, no, it's lighter, it's kal, it's avelus yishon, it's an old story, happened so many years ago. So that's a machlokes of Rishonim. So the Rambam quotes the Gaonim who say that Tisha B'av, Tesis quotes, and Moikot, and the third time Moikot. So Tesis quotes, and the Rambam quotes the Gaonim, that you don't put on tefillin at all on Tisha B'av. And Tesis keeps on pushing, like the Rambam, that it's not correct. That Tisha B'av is avelus yishon, it's more kal. It's an old story, happened so many years ago. So of course you're obligated to put on tefillin on Tisha B'av. So we make a compromise, we don't put on tefillin until after the kinnis. But Mi'ikar HaDinim means that you do wear tefillin on Tisha B'av. If the din were like the Gaonim, that you don't wear tefillin on Tisha B'av, so the whole day long, you shouldn't wear tefillin on Tisha B'av. So the Gemara has Sveikis, what about Menuda Ma'u B'Tefillin? To what extent does the Menuda have to observe Avelus for himself? Do you treat the Menuda every day of the Nidui, or the first day of the Nidui? Do you treat him like Avelus Yom Rishon? The first day that they put him in Nidui, or every day of the Nidui, do you say he's not allowed to wear tefillin? They say, no, it's lighter than all of the Avelus, and he does wear tefillin even on the first day of the Nidui, he does wear tefillin. So the Gemara leaves it as a suffix. So there's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, not a discussion, there's a contradiction in the Shulchan Aruch between Hilchas Tefillin and Hilchas Nidui. Hilchas Tefillin is an Aruch Haim, Hilchas Nidui is the end of Yeridei, together with Hilchas Avelus. So there's an outright contradiction, a glaring contradiction. The Shulchan Aruch had a paskan on that case. So one place the Shulchan Aruch says that it's a sveka deraisa lechumra. So therefore, he's not allowed to wear tefillin. Sveka deraisa lechumra, and therefore he's not allowed to wear tefillin. In the other place they say no. The whole din of nidu is only with the rabbanon, so it's only a sofik the rabbanon. So he should wear tefillin. And if it's deraisa, so that's one issue, whether the menuda observing the laws of avelus for himself, this whole new word, the concept of nidu is a concept deraisa, that bezin a curse with deraisa. A curse is not just a curse with the rabbana. And when the guy dies, he's dead with deraisa. It's not just dead with the rabbana. So the bezin is a bezin with deraisa. So the bezin gives a guy did an avera, whether the avera is an avera, deraisa, the rabbana, doesn't matter. If the bezin saw fit to place a curse on him, the curse will make it do its job and something will happen. The guy will die. The Gemara says you can put the cherem on mice. The Gemara says the mice used to eat up the shoes of the Talmidim in the yeshiva. So they didn't know which mice it was that was doing the job. So the bezin got together, they convened, and they put a cherem on the mouse that was eating the shoes, and the mouse dropped dead. That mouse dropped dead. So the Gemara says the cherem always does its job. May not happen immediately the same day, may take a few years. They needed that the cherem should happen right away, that the mouse should stop eating all the shoes. But when they put a person in cherem for his good, the mice and type, the averis that he does, the averis the rice, the averis the rabban, does make a difference. So he doesn't necessarily have to die immediately, he can die at a later point. So this is a shaila there. Nidui is a concept deraisa. Aklola is a concept deraisa, and dead is dead. Dead is minatari. It's not that he's minatari is alive and the rabban is dead. If he's going to be dead, he's going to be dead minatari. The shaila is though that this vort that the Netziv points out, that the Gemara requires that the menuda should observe Avelus for himself because he's considered a Gabrik Tilo. So since he's still, that's also Menatera. That's also Menatera. Or they say, no, the Nehugim of the Menuda that he has to observe Avelus himself, maybe the whole thing is Medirabana. So that's a big Machlokes in the Rishonim. On the first daf in Eilu Megalcha, Machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban. So this is a steer in Shulchan Aruch. So one place the Shulchan Aruch writes that the whole din of Menuda is only with the Rabbana. So the whole suffix, whether the Menuda is permitted to wear tefillin or forbidden to wear tefillin, is only a suffix the Rabbana. It's a suffix the Rabbana Lekula. So we say, let him wear the tefillin. And in the other place, the Shulchan Aruch writes, no, that it's really an issue deraisa. Menuda is a shalo deraisa. So therefore, suffix deraisa luchumah, he's not allowed to wear tefillin. So that's where the Achrayim have a whole discussion. Wait a minute. Does that follow logically that you say Safik deraisa lechumra, even if the observance of the menuda is deraisa, so this is subject to the rule of Safik deraisa lechumra that he's not allowed to wear tefillin? Maybe you should say fraker, it's a Safik mitzvah sesik, it's a Safik iser. On the one hand, and on the other hand, on the one hand, maybe he's forbidden menatar to wear tefillin, on the other hand, maybe he's obligated menatar to wear tefillin. So why are you mad if the Safik iser deraisa over the suffix mitzvah deraisa? That's really the machlokes of Rishonim over here by this drasha that the Rif quotes the Teres Kahane ma ima vadai afochi vadai, that if the wife remarried without waiting havchana and she has a child from later, and we don't know whether the father of this later child is the first husband or the second husband, so we don't know whether they're only achim in ha'em or they're even achim in ha'av. So the Teres Kahane says that you don't, that the Kohen is not allowed to be Metami L'Mesim. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha, wouldn't I have said that on my own Safik Deraisa L'Chumra? So here the Rishonim answered, no, I would have said Safik Deraisa L'Chumra. The Safik essay, Lo Yitama, should lead me to believe that I'm obligated to be Metami Misafik, not that I'm forbidden to be Metami Misafik. On the one hand, there's an Isra on all Kohanim to be Metami, not the Zayin Kreivim. On the other hand, there's a Chiyuv, yes, a Mitzvah Sesa, yes, to be Metami if it is one of the Zayin Kreivim. So if you, that's exactly what your mesupik. Your mesupik on the one hand is it a suffik essay lechumra to do the essay, yes, to be mitame, or a suffik lois essay lechumra that you're not allowed to be mitame. So here, for the Rishonim said, if not for this special drush, I would have said on my own that yes, that you are mechuyif to be mitame, that the suffik essay takes precedence in the hachroa. I should be machriya in favor of the suffik essay lechumra as opposed to the suffik lois essay lechumra. And the other Rishonim say, no, that's not. The Menchaschina quotes all of this. The other Rishonim say, no, that's not the answer to the kasha. Why would the Teres Kahane need a pasuk? Shouldn't they have said, am I on Safik deraisa lechumra? So the other Rishonim say, if you would have said Safik deraisa lechumra, so the prohibition of the, you have two brothers, a woman who's married to a kohen and he died at a very young age, and the woman remarries right away in violation of the din of Havkana. She didn't ask any shalosh, she marries right a day after. In the middle of Shiva, she gets married. And then she has a baby episode 9 months later. We don't know whether this baby is from the first husband or from the second husband. And then one of these two brothers dies, and you don't know whether they're really brothers min her av, or they're only brothers min her aim. For sure we know that she's the mother, but we don't know, are they only brothers min her aim, or are they achim min her av? If they're achim min her av, then there's a mitzvah sesay of lo yitam. If they're only achim min her aim, then there is no mitzvah sesay. So the other Bishanim answered, the Mukiyas and the Rosh, so the other Bishanim answer on this kasha, you're right. If not for the special drush, I would have said on my own suffix deraisa lechumra, but it would have been an isa b'teras suffix, there wouldn't have been any malchus. Now that I have a drush, ma ima vadai, af ochi vadai, means whenever there's a suffix of b'teras vadai, there's no din of tumas kohan. It's not b'teras suffix deraisa lechumra mi suffix, and if it's only b'teras suffix, then there's no malchus, it's only a suffix iser. Now the pasuk makes it into a vadai iser. So this machlekes harishanim starts off the machlek. The root of the machlekes is if you have a situation where you have the two alternatives that you have, or it's a suffix is there's an. If I go A, I can either do A or B. Either I will be mitame, I won't be mitame. And the two choices are: do you say suffix deraisa lechumra on the mitzvah aspect, a suffix deraisa lechumra on the leisesei aspect? So this is the mafurish and machlekes harishanim, the Rosh and the mukiyaisim. So again, so the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam quotes the Tosfos and Erevin, who quotes from the Goyim. Tosfos themselves hold that all Avelus is only the Rabbanon. Even Avelus Yom Rishon is only the Rabbanon, and that's how the Ramah Paskin. Ramah Paskin for Ashkenazim, that all Avelus is the Rabbanon. And the Sfardim followed the Psak of the Mechaber, like the Rambam and the Rif and the Gonim, that Avelos Yom Rishon is Deraisa. What's the Nafkamina where Avelos Yom Rishon is Deraisa Derabanan? Comes up every Yontif. That Nafkamina is, what if someone dies on Yontif Sheni Shel Golias? Someone died on Yontif Sheni and he's buried on Yontif Sheni. So do the relatives, do the surviving relatives observe Avelos or not? So if you hold Avelos Yom Rishon is Deraisa and Yontif Sheni Shel Golias is only the Derabanan, so then the Halach is Gedoilos, that's one of the Gonim, the Halach Gedoilos says, that the Neil Gavilus Yom Rishon is the rice, it takes precedence over the observance of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, which is only Midirabban. The Gemara says normally that one does not observe Avelus on Yom Tov because the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is in contradiction to the mitzvah of Avelus, and the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is an essay de Rabbi. All of Klal Yisrael has to observe Simchas Yom Tov, and Avelus is only this family has to observe Avelus. So that's called an essay de Rabbi. And this is an Eset D'Yochid. So the Gemara's expression is, Asi Eset D'Rabim, B'dochi Eset D'Yochid. So the Halachas Gedolus writes that this is only if all other things are equal. If everything is their right, everything is their Rabbanon. But what if, let's say, the observance of the Avelus is their right, and the Yontif is only the Rabbanon? Kigon Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. So the whole Yontif Sheni is only with the Rabbanon. Even Yontif Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah is also only with the Rabbanon. It's not Minatur. It's Yom HaRichta, but it's only Yom HaRichta with the Rabbanon. So the Halachas Gedolus is of the opinion that's how the Mechaber passed, like the Rif and the Rambam and the Goyim, the Halachas Gedolus, Avelus Yom Rishon is their right. So if provided it's the Yom HaMisa B'Hakvura, if the person died and was buried on the same day, so then the observance of Avelus for the remainder of the day would be a Din Deraisa. So that's how the Mechaber passed, and so Sfardim. So the Sfardim would observe Avelus Yom Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. If the person died, usually that's not the case. Usually they don't succeed in burying a person the same day that he died. Somebody has to sign a death certificate. So, see, the Jewish doctor is not allowed to sign a death certificate on Yom Tov. I remember one balabas always kept on asking, how can it be? But it says Beferish in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to bury the mace on Yom Tov Sheni. So if you're allowed to bury him, obviously you're allowed to sign the death certificate. Who says you're allowed? A Jewish doctor is allowed to sign the death certificate. You get a Goyish doctor to sign the death certificate. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to sign the death certificate. That's not Kodesh HaLamed. You get a Goy to do that. So that's the main Nachkemina. With Avelus Yom Rishon is there, I said the Rabban, and the main Nachkemina Chaps. If someone died and was buried on the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, if he died an earlier day, died on the first day Yom Tov, and he's buried on the second day Yom Tov, then it's not going to be Avelus Yom Rishon Deraisa anyway. So even the Mechaber who passes like the Rif and the Rambam Megoinim will also agree that one does not observe Avelus then, because the Avelus is only the Rabbanon, it's not Avelus Yom Rishon. Avelus Yom Rishon is only if it's the Yom HaMisa BeHakfura. And if it's not the Yom HaMisa BeHakfura, the Avelus is only the Rabbanon. So then you say, Yossi Yassid the Rabbim, Dochi Yassid the Yochid. The Simchas Yom Tov is an Esed the Rabbim, and the Avelus is only an Esed the Yochid, so the Simchas Yom Tov takes precedence. But if it would have been Yom HaMisa BeHakvura, so that's the Machleg, so there are more Paskins, the very, I think it's next to the last Simen in Yerbedeya. The very, very end of Yerbedeya, next to the last Simen. What if someone died on Yom Tov Sheni? So that's the Machleg, the Mechaber the Ramah. So the Ramah Paskins, like the Bali Ataisis, that there's no such thing as Avelus Deraisa. All Avelus is only the Rabban and even Avelus Yom Rishon. And the Mechaber Paskins, no, that Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa, and the one Nafkemina that they have in the Shulchan Aruch is this case. There may be additional Nafkeminas, but this is the one famous Nafkemina that's discussed in Shulchan Aruch. That's the Machlekes Lamais, Aloch Lamais, the Mechaber and the Ramah is, if the Yom HaMisa BeHakfura was on the last day Yontif, doesn't the Yontif Sheni the second day Pesach or the second day Sukkot? On Chol HaMoed also there's no Avelus. It goes on the eighth day of Pesach, or the ninth day of Sukkot, or the second day Rosh Hashanah, second day Shavuot, the last day Yom Tov, which Menator is Mamish Chol. And the Arise it's Chol. It's not even Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed has the same dinam of Yom Tov, it has the din of Simcha. So also Chol HaMoed, one doesn't observe others. So that's Nachkemina Allah Chol HaMoed. So again, so Taisus themselves are of the opinion, Mekama Mekamas, that all the laws of Avelus are only with the Rabbanon. But nonetheless, they quote, every so often they quote the Goyim who think that Avelus Yom Rishon is their answer. So one of the places where they quote the Goyim is here in Erevin, where the Gemara gives you all the Kloli Hapsak. Amei Rab Yudah Al-Hachak Rab Yudah, Rab Shimon Rab Yudah, the Gemara gives an Abai Barabah, the Gemara gives you all the Tanoim, all Amorim. And the Gemara says, whenever there's a Safek Avelus, you always go Lekula. So Tosfos says on that Gemara in the name of the Gaonim that a Safek Avelus Lekula is not because Avelus is only the Rabbanon. Even according to the Gaonim who think that Avelus and Rishon is the Raisi, he still holds that Safek Avelus is Lekula, and it's based on this Pasuk. That's what the Ramban quotes this from the Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't quote the Pasuk, Tosfos just quotes the Gaonim and made a statement. Even if Avelus and Rishon is the Raisi, he still says Alochik the Ramek above. They don't tell you why. But the Ramban and the Taras Adam tells you the Pasuk and the Mishkan Es Yankiv who didn't have a Ramban, he worked hard and he came up with the same answer as the Ramban. It's based on this drasha. That Ma'imo Vadai, Afochi Vadai, the Taras Kanim has that drasha. So that drasha tells me that what? That one is the Koyin's being Mitame, the Koyin's obligation to be Mitame to the Zayin Krem, that's the Lo Yitama. His obligation to be mitame is an aspect of the chiyuv avelus. That's deraisa. That's what the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah as well. Where do you find in the Chumash that there's a mitzvah to observe avelus min haTorah? This pasuk lo yitama. The pasuk is speaking about one aspect of avelus, namely that the kohen violates the laws of kedushas kuna. He has to be mitame. He's obligated to be mitame to the meis to demonstrate kavod abriyas. Kavod HaBrius is so important. Kama Chabura, Mitzvah Sabelish, Shenitzchis Mimponeo, Issa Tumas Kohanim, and the Rambam writes. So that's one aspect of Hilchas Sabelish. And whatever other aspects there are, Sabelish and Rishon, their rice is included in the mitzvah of Lo Yitama. And the Pasuk tells us regarding that mitzvah of Lo Yitama that that's only if it's a Vaday. Whenever there's a Sofik, the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. So that's the mocker for this principle of Shmuel. That halacha gedibra mekel ba'avo. The pasuk goes, the drasha of the Taras Kanim is going in a case where you have a suffix in Mitzias. You're not sure what the facts are. The two brothers were not sure whether they're only Achim and Ha'im or they're even Achim and Ha'av. And we apply this drasha of the Taras Kanim, ma'ima vadai, afochi vadai, we apply it even to a sveka adina. Not only a suffix in Mitzias, is it my full brother, only half brother from the mother, and he's not my brother from the father. We apply to a sveka adina. You have a machlokes satanoim, what the laws of Avelus require. So we say even if it's a yochid keneged rabbim and the rabbim amachmer and the yochid is mekel, we say that's also a sufficient. It's also a suffik called the hu. That's a sufficient suffik. And kol haterkula wouldn't even be called a suffik because yochid for rabbim alocha kerabbim. It's not called a suffik. But with respect to avelus, that it breaks all the rules that you say suffik deraisa is usually lechumra, and here you say suffik deraisa lekula. So here you see that the suffik lekula is stronger than any other place. So that's what the Rishonim say. So the Suffolk, Lakula doesn't even have to be a 50-50 Suffolk. Even though the odds are 9-1, let's say there's a Machlokes HaTanoim, and the majority of the Tanoim, 90% of the Tanoim hold the Chumra. But 10%, 95% of the Tanoim hold the Chumra. And 5% of the Tanoim hold Lakula, that's called the Suffolk Holdu. So you also say, Halachik Dibra Mekel Ba'avil, that's included in the drasha from the Taras Kanim. The Safek Avelus is Lakula. So Nachamol. So the original pasuk we were talking about Kriya. So the Gemara says that rule. The Gemara says in Moikot in the third parak in Eilim Megalchim. The Gemara says that rule of Shmuel Halacha Kedir Amekel Ba'Avil, that whenever there's any Safek Koldu, even if it's 95% of the Tanaim say Lachumre, and 5% say Lakula, so you have a right to go Lakula. So the Gemara says that only applies to Avelus, does not apply to Kriya. Gemara says why? So the Gemara says no problem, Avelus Lachud and Kriya Lachud. Kriya is a different din and Avelus is a different din. It's correct, Avelus is a different din. It's not exactly the same as Kriya, but Sof Kol Sof, ripping Kriya is also a form of Nihug Avelus. We're not sure exactly 100% what the Gemara means. Ripping Kriya is also a fulfillment of the mitzvah of where does it say in Chumash you have to rip Kriya? We assume that ripping Kriya is only with the Rabbanon. There is no obligation in Torah to rip Kriya. That's what we mentioned. The Pesachei Tshuva writes in Yerideya on Hilchas Kriya, whenever there's a suffix, whether one is obligated to rip Kriya or not, so we go Lekula not to rip Kriya for two good reasons. Reason number one is because the whole Chiyuv to rip Kriya is only with the Rabbanon, so the suffix is a suffix the Rabbanon Lekula says. So you're exempt from fulfilling the mitzvah. Reason number two is because if you're not obligated to rip Kriya, then it's an Issa Bal Tashchis. If you're obligated, it's not a violation of Bal Tashchis. The halacha says you have to rip Kriya. But so you're going to say, how can you burn down an Ir Nidachas? It's an Issa Bal Tashchis. The pasuk says, V'sarafta Sa'ir, You have to burn down the whole city. So obviously there's no Issa Bal Tashchis. So here, because Midirabbanan, they made a mitzvah to rip Kriya, so Mimele, that's not a violation of Bal Tashchis. You're in fulfillment of some kind of a mitzvah. Whenever you destroy something, but you gain something out of it, to a reasonable extent, you're gaining something, so there's no Issa Bal Tashchis. Here also, you're gaining the fulfillment of the mitzvah in the Rabbanu, so there's no Bal Tashchis. If you have a suffix, if there is a chiyuv to rip kriya or not, so then it reverts back to say suffix deraisa l'chumra, that it's a suffix Bal Tashchis, so you're not allowed to rip kriya. So that's what the Pesach Yeshuvah says. Bal Tashchis deraisa only according to Rambam, like food kriya? The Gemara says that the Rambam says what? That there's no malchus. If you rip clothing, there's no malchus, right? So that's the question, does the Rambam mean that the Isser to rip a garment is only a Bal Tashchis midirabbanon, and that's why there's no Malkus deraisa? Or does it mean that there's only Bal Tashchis on destroying a fruit-bearing tree, because that's the original pasuk, and maybe this is a lav tofel? I don't remember. I think that is a discussion in the Forshim on the Rambam. Why the Rambam says that there's only Malkus if you chop down Lasashchis aseitzim adoch alea garzim kinimena toichal. A fruit-bearing tree, that's the original pasuk of Bal Tashchis. And the Gemara says if you rip gadim, unnecessarily it's also Bal Tashchis. And the Rambam says there's no malchus on that. So that's a diun, I think, in the Mefarshim. I don't remember whether the Rambam means that it's Bal Tashchis deraisa, but there's no malchus because it's only a lav tofel. It's like a person who gets hanoa from basa b'cholav. So the Rambam says that he gets hanoa from isuri hanoa. The guy gets hanoah from orlok, like a kerem, from his potato. So the Rambam says, if you eat it, you get malchus. If you get hanoah, even though hanoah is an isa deraisa, that's only a lav tofel. That's also included in the pasuk, but it's not the main thrust of the pasuk. So whenever you have something that's also included in the pasuk, the Torah Shema Peh says that's also included in the pasuk, that there's no malchus on. Or is it that the Rambam meant to say over here that the Issa Deraisa is only on fruit-bearing trees and ripping begadim is only a Bal Tashchis midirabbanan? That's a discussion. But the Pesachei Tshuva writes like that. Pesachei Tshuva assumes in the end of Yerideya, by Hilchas Kriya, that ripping begadim is a Bal Tashchis Deraisa. So he says, whenever there's a suffix where the one is obligated to rip Kriya, so he says, there are two good reasons why we say you shouldn't rip Kriya. Reason number one, because the whole obligation to rip Kriya in the first place is only midirabbanan. The suffix the Rabbana Lakula. So if there's a suffix, you're not mechuyev to rip kriya. Reason number two, more than that. Reason number two is stronger than that, because it's a suffix Bal Tashchis deraisa. So you're not allowed to rip the kriya. Whenever there's a suffix, not only are you not obligated to, you're not permitted to rip kriya. So the true, the Gemara says that Avelus Luchud and Kriya Luchud, but still in Kriya there is a psakim of Avelus. There is some kind of a kiyum, a nihug of Avelus. So that's where Rashi learns the Gemara. Nachamol, hob meis di day, hob meis di alma. Even though they both say hakareya al meisa, both the Mishnah and the Brisa, they contradict each other. But the kareya al meisa is chayes, or it's only an isa derabana. So the Gemara says they're both meis di day in a certain sense. It's my third cousin, and I'm the closest relative, and I'm the one who gets the Yerusha. So therefore, it's alai muta lekovro. Whoever gets the Yerusha has the obligation not to use all of the money up. I'm only entitled to the money after the kvura was taken care of. So it's mutal alai lekovro if I got the Yerusha. So if the guy dies, my tenth cousin dies, and he doesn't leave me any Yerusha, so it's not mutal alai more than the rest of the community. So it's mutal on the community lekovro. But whoever gets the Yerusha, so it's mutal alai lekovro more so than the rest of the community. Community is not mechuyev to put up. The Free Burial Society, Hebrew Free Burial Society, is not mechuyev to spend money to bury the guy if the guy left a few thousand dollars to his fifth cousin. The closest relative is the fifth cousin. So the fifth cousin is not entitled to get the Yerusha until he spends the money that's necessary to take care of the kvura. So that's what Rashi explains to the Gemara. They're both called meiso, it's his meis. One is called meiso, and the Mishnah is called meiso because muta lolo lekover, but it's not one on the Zion Kraven. So therefore, if he's going to rip kriya, it's not mekayim any mitzvah. But in the Braise, a karei al meisa chayev, why? Because that's an act of tikkun. That's not called mekalkal, because in fulfillment of a mitzvah. And Rashi learns when you do something, when you do a malach on Shabbos, and it's an act of kilkul, but by doing this kilkul, you mekayim a mitzvah, so Rashi holds that that's called mesakin. That's what Rashi writes over here. Since you're fulfilling hob meis di day, why? Since you're in fulfillment of a mitzvah, That's called Nesakim. Taisus on the next daf, on Kuvav and Aleph, the first long Taisus, we're going to have to learn it, has a big disagreement with Rashi. How to read the whole Gemara Kuvav and Aleph. And all the Taisus are interconnected. Chutz and Bechoyvo Betzorach Lekalba and the bottom Taisus. Mali Levash of Tzilam. All three are one big connected topic. So part of the story is this Nekuda. What if I did an act of Kilkel on Shabbos? Let's say I burned down the Irani Dachas. So I did a mitzvah. You're not supposed to burn down the Irani Dachas on Shabbos. I burned down the Irani Dachas on Shabbos. I did a mitzvah. So I did. I was mekalkel. That's exactly what the mitzvah is, to destroy. The hashtes or the chalas, to destroy. So that should be mekalkel. So Rashi says by us, no, whenever you are in fulfillment of a mitzvah, kriya is only a mitzvah midirabbanan. And still I say that that's called misakin. So certainly from fulfillment of a mitzvah deraisa, that would be considered misakin. And Taisa says no, that a tzorech mitzvah is a machlekes satanoim. Machlekes are viewed in Reb Shimon whether it's called misakin or mekalkel. Not so posh, but Rashi writes over here that l'chol adeis, whenever you do a malacha, that's basically an act of kilkul, but you're in fulfillment of a mitzvah thereby, like ripping. Ripping is only called Nesaken if it's Kareh Almanos Litva. And if it's Kareh, Shalom Almanos Litva should normally be Mekalkel, but if he's in fulfillment of a mitzvah, even though the mitzvah is only with the Rabbanon, the mitzvah of Kriya is only with the Rabbanon, so Rashi says, no, Machlekes, that's L'chol HaDeis, that's Nesaken. So he says, not true. You look in the Gemara, Kuvav and Menalev, that's the Machlekes, Rab Shimon, and Rab Yudah. Rab Yudah holds, see, the Gemara says, 4/5 of the way down on the Amud, it says 2/3 of the way down on the Amud. Rabbi Yudah holds him the second hooky the Ravash, and Ravash malo the second mila malo the second kli malo the vashel psul malo the vashel samani. So Ravash is of the opinion since you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of mila, so that kilkul is called misakin. You're doing a mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Yudah holds, and Rabbi Shimon holds not. You learn that from the fact that milu bizman is dechah shabbos, milu shalai bizman is not dechah shabbos. You see that milu is a malacha. I but it's a mekalkel. The dam is holach libut. It's a mekalkel. So the sirah. So Reb Shimon derives from that pasuk that mekalkel b'chabura is chayev. That chayvul and mavur are exceptions to the rule. And the mocha from mekalkel b'chayvul is from milu. The milu shalai bizman is not dechah shabbos. Milu is not a special hefter, a special dinner is dechah shabbos. But you see that milu is a malacha. Malacha is a chavola. And the Havol is Mamish Mekalkel, says Rabbi Yudah says, what kind of Mekalkel? It's Mesakin, you're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. Fulfillment of the mitzvah is Mesakin. Rabbi Shimon obviously disagrees. How is that it's Mekalkel? So what Rashi says over here, that it's a Dabba Pashut, not Mutal Mamachlekes, that Taisus points out on the next daf. No, that's exactly the Machlekes, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon.
Rashi only says to Rabbi Yudah.
Huh? The Gemara didn't get yet. The Gemara on Kuf Hem Beis didn't get yet to Horab Yudah, Horab Shimon.
Rashi, even in Mishnah, originally it was only one
Rabbi Yudah. How did he Rabbi Yudah? What does Rashi say in the Mishnah? Why Rashi says only Alib Rabbi Yudah?
Rabbi Yudah, the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yudah.
Rashi always says it only in Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Shimon, it's not that way. Rashi says it's not Aliba de Rav Shimon because it's an Ein Tzricha Legufa, I think. So Taisus disagrees with Rashi, Men HaKotza
LaKotza.
Rashi holds that the two are connected, yeah. But Rashi says if you do something for the sake of a mitzvah, it's not called Tzricha Legufa. Malacha Tzricha Legufa is if you plan to use it in Metzias. But the Kiyam HaMitzvah per se, that's not called Tzricha Legufa. And Taisus writes over here, as we will explain later in disagreement with Rashi, that's in the second Taisus, B'chavu Tzorch L'Kabbal, Taisus disagrees with how Rashi reads the whole Gemara. So Taisus says, Taisus writes, Taisus writes the way they kidemuchach lekamon. They say when you're fulfilling a mitzvah, that's certainly called tzricha legufa. And Rashi holds that it's not so. Rashi says when you're fulfilling a mitzvah, it's not tzricha legufa. Even though you're fulfilling a mitzvah, it's not tzricha legufa. And Rashi says over here, whenever you're in fulfillment of a mitzvah, it's called misakein. So Taisus says not so. That's a machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah. So Tosfos asks, "Vavagap the lekam mashman the tach mitzvah lechosh rabshim et tikkun the yalav emila avoras bas koin lekalka machabura behavore chayiv." Aye, but it's in fulfillment of the mitzvah. So Tosfos says, "No, but it's different." So they give some kind of a svar lechal. Kosam ekalkul lelegamer shein tzarach acher. Elamashit tzarach mitzvah. The only tzarach is the tzarach mitzvah, the fulfillment of a mitzvah. So the fulfillment of a mitzvah itself is not called misakein. But Tosfos holds it is called Tzvicha Legufa. Rashi, according to Rashi, that's an impossibility. Tzvicha Legufa is a Tanai within Misakin. It's a Prat within Misakin. If it's saying Tzvicha Legufa means that it's Mekalkel. That's how Rashi holds. Machleg Zab Shimon Rab Yudah, whether you need Tzvicha Legufa or ain't Tzvicha Legufa was also the Chayev, Rashi learns on Kuvav and Menalev that that's a Machleg is within the requirement for Misakin. Does it have to be Tzvicha Legufa to qualify as Misakin, or can you call it Misakin even without that? The Tosfos disagrees. The bottom Tosfos, Mali, Kuvav and Al, disagrees, and the other Tosfos also, Bechayvo, and Tosfos on Daf Ayin Hey, Ayin Dalet. Tosfos always disagrees because of that Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalet. They quoted a Gemara that even if you own the Kalkal is Chay Bechayvo and Mavi, you still need Tzvicha Legufa. So Tosfos is going to Rashi. How is that possible? Tzvicha Legufa is a prat within Misakin. If you don't need Misakin, what do you need Tzvicha Legufa? So Tosfos, so Rashi, oh, that's an awkward Gemara. That's a queer Gemara. We don't accept that Gemara. Rashi holds that all the Gemaras are chaylik and not Gemaras are heavy. And Tosfos holds not so. That you see from that Gemara that these are two unrelated topics. So Tosfos claims that this topic, whether if you do a malacha of kilkul and the only gain that you have is that you are mekayim a mitzvah, so they say the way they read the Gemara, the way they read the Gemara, that's a machlekes of Yerev Shimon, whether that's called misakein or not. But this, they all agree that it is called Tzvicha Legufa. That it is called Tzvicha Legufa. Not like Rashi. Rashi holds everything fakir. That if you do a Tzarech Mitzvah, if you do a Tzarech Mitzvah, our Gemara says that it is called Misakin. And then Rashi reads in the Gemara, but it's only Misakin if you hold that you don't need Tzvicha Legufa. If you hold Malach Hashem Tzvicha Legufa is not Chayiv, then the fulfillment of the mitzvah doesn't count. So it says, no, Tzorach Kima Mitzvah is called Tzvicha Legufa. Everything the Hepach from Rashi. Everything the opposite from Rashi. Everything different from Rashi. So Nachamal. So first the Gemara had, let's go slowly again. First the Gemara had the contradiction whether Kareya Al-Mesai is Chayiv Apata. The issue is it Mekalkal or is it Misakein? The Gemara thought. Originally, the issue is whether it's Misakin or Mekalkal. Rashi says the Gemara could have said that it's a Shaila Bein Tzvicha Legufa. That true you're fulfilling, they're both on Mezdi Day, but it's a Machlekes Hatanaim, Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda, but Bein Tzvicha Legufa is Chayv HaPata. Tosfos says the Gemara could not have said that. That's what Rashi says. The Gemara could have said. Rashi says the Gemara could have said, where's that Rashi? Like that. First the Gemara thought you can say that there's no machlekes. Then the Gemara says no ben kol because there's no machlekes satana. Right. So Rashi says that the Gemara could have said that both karei almeis, so you're fulfilling the mitzvah of kriya mid the rabbanon, the mitzvah of the rabbanon of kriya, and therefore it's called misakein lecholadeis. Therefore it's called misakein lecholadeis because you mekayim a mitzvah. Should have been called misakein. If you have a machleg zavir Reb Shimon, whether you require tzvicha legufa, and a tzarach mitzvah is not called tzvicha legufa. That's how Rashi reads. So according to Reb Yudah that you don't need tzvicha legufa, it's called misakin because you mekayim a mitzvah. You don't need a tzvicha legufa. According to Reb Shimon, since it's ain't tzvicha legufa, so therefore you can't call it misakin. That's how Rashi says. And Tosfos disagrees with everything that Rashi said. No, akim a mitzvah, the way they read the Gemara in Kuvav and Aleph, is always called the tzvicha legufa. And there is a machlekes of Yerev Shimon. Is it called misakin if you mekayim a mitzvah? Rashi here seems to say that should have been called misakin. Whatever you mekayim a mitzvah, so the Tosfos says no. That the Gemara says on the next daf that's a machlekes satanoi. So here the halacha is going to change if you're in fulfillment of a mitzvah with the kriya. If it's Mezdi day, it's one of the Zayin Kareivim that there's a mitzvah to rip kriya. How did the Gemara get that the mitzvah of Kriya is only on the Zayin Kareivim because the original Pasuk is only on Zayin Kareivim? Which original Pasuk? The original Pasuk goes on a Kohen Dig Metame. So the answer is where the Rambam said, the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah, that original Pasuk, Lo Yitamo, is the source for Avelis Yom Rishon Deraisa, and called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the right to Tikkun the rest of Avelus, the Shiva, the Shloshim, and everything else. That's all an extension of that original pasuk. So that pasuk is the mitzvah of Nihug Avelus, even according to the Ramah, who passes like the Bali Atesis and the Rosh, that all Avelus is only with the Rabbanan, but called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the right to Tikkun. This is the Din Deraisa that everything is patterned after. This is the marker for the Din Deraisa. This pasuk. Love Uli Malach Lachosa, design craving. Except on the level of their Isa, the only Nihu Gavelus their Isa that's required is the Kain Shadim Etam, Eloi Tam is a Chayva. And with the Rabbanon, they added on all the Nihu Gavelus. The Mechabah Paschim, like the Ramam and the Rif and the Goyim, and the Avelus Yambishin is their Isa, that's included with their Isa in the Pasuk. And the Bali Ataisis hold that all Avelus is only with the Rabbanon, but there is some Avelus that's their Isa, the Tumas HaKayanim. That's a mitzvah of Nihu Gavelus that even Tais agrees that that's Menantar. So the Gemara is assuming that the ripping of the Kriya is also Minatar. The ripping of Kriya is only on the same seven relatives. What do you mean Minatar? Minatar does not chiv to rip Kriya at all. It means called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. The whole din of Kriya we assume is only with the Rabbanan. The chiv of Kriya is only with the Rabbanan. It's not Minatar. And even though the Gemara says Abelus Lechud and Kriya Lechud, that the rule of Kolamekel Bavel, Kolamekel Halach Yudira Mekel Ba'ovel, even if it's Rabbi Machmir V'yochad Mekel, you still go Lekula. So the Gemara says that rule doesn't apply to Kriya, it only applies to Avelus. That's a fine point, that index there is a cost of Ma'im of Vadai, of Ochid Vadai, that Hekish only goes on Tumah. But on Avelus, you wouldn't say like that. On Kriya, you wouldn't say like that. On Tumah, that din applies, and on Avelus, it applies, and on ripping Kriya, that klal, that if it's any Sofik Kolderhu, that klal doesn't apply. You go, it's governed with the regular klal. But Sofkol Sof, you can't say that ripping Kriya is totally unrelated to Avelus. It is Nihu Gav Avelus. It is Midir Rabbanon. You're obligated to rip Kriya. So based on the same Pasuk Rashi says, if it's not one on the Zayin Kravim, so then there's no... Then it's amazed the Alma. It's not one of the Zayin Kravim. So Rashi quotes those psukim from Vayikra Chaf Aleph. Then there's no mitzvah of Kriya. So then the Mele is not going to be considered Misaken. So because the Gemara holds over here that if you Mekayim a mitzvah with the Kriya, then it's called Misaken. If you're not Mekayim a mitzvah, then it's not called Misaken. So the Gemara goes into a whole dissertation. When is the Taka an obligation to rip Kriya? So the Gemara says that someone lives in America and they call him up on a telephone that a relative died in Eretz Yisrael or in South Africa. So he has to rip Kriya. That's one of the Kravim, the Zayin Kravim. So that's one din you have to rip Kriya. That's the whole din. The Gemara says no. If he had an Adam Kasha died, a very religious Jew, he was known, he's not a relative of mine, a very religious person died, then also you have to rip Kriya. And even if he's not known as such a big tzaddik, but he's a big Talmid Chacham. Sometimes you have a big tzaddik, but he's not such Tam Chacham. Sometimes big Tam Chacham, not such a big tzaddik. So Chacham Shemeis, Hakol Kroivov. Craig Bigmar, Hakol Kroivov, Salkadaita, is that true? Ella Hakol Kikroivov. Everybody has the din like Kroivov, everybody has to rip Kriya. So that's already a third din. There's one din, the Zayin Kroivov, you have to rip Kriya. Another din, Chacham Shemeis, you have to rip Kriya. Even if he wasn't known as such an outstanding tzaddik. A third din, if he's known as Adam Kasha. Adam Kasha means an outstanding tzaddik. And the first thing to tzaddik, a big Baal Tzedakah and a Baal Chesed. And he used to daven nicely. And Elchayi dies. Afruma Elchayi dies. Even if he's not related to me, he's not a Talmid Chacham after Rikriya. Then there's a fourth din. Kol Ha'emer Alameis B'Shas Yitzias Neshama. All the people who are present. When a person dies, the Tesis points out the little Tesis, the Tanya. Mash Malay Lashaz, the Gemara understood Pshat and this Braisa. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Ha'emen al Ames Pshat Yisim Shama. Who is the mace? Who's the one who's dying? The doctors and the nurses in the hospital who are present, or the Chevet Kadisha, who are present when a person dies, have to rip Kriya. Well, who is it who died? If he's a Rodan Kosher, so everybody has to rip Kriya. And if he's a Talmid Chacham, maybe if he's not as known as such an Adam Kosher, again everybody has to rip Kriya. So it must be that he's neither. He's Nishkin Adam Kosher, he's Nishkin Talmid Chacham. He's a plain Jewish person. He's not talking about an Avaryo. Not talking about if he's a Mefursim, wicked person, that he ate Chazda and Chal Shabbos, and he cheated on income tax, and he's a smuggler and a gangster. So such a guy, you don't rip Kriya. But we don't know one way or the other. A plain Jew. A plain person. Not known as an outstanding... Elchayi, not known as an Adam Kasha, and not known as a Talmid Chacham, and it's not one of the seven relatives, but you are there at the time that he dies. So then the Braita says, Chai v'lekraya, even though he's not an Adam Kosher. So when do you ever have a case of the Mishnah? It says, Hakareya al Mesai Pater. So you say it's a Mesdi Alma, it's not Mesdi Day. Mesa means that I'm the closest relative, but it's not one of the Zayn Kravis. It's Mutal Alay Lekover because I got the Yerusha, that's why it's Mutal Alay Lekover. But it's not one of the seven relatives, and you have to add on, nor was I there b'shas b'tzis neshama, nor is he a Talmud Chacham, nor is he an Adam Kosher. A plain guy dies, and I wasn't there b'shas b'tzis neshama. So then if I rip Kriya, so that's garnishment garnish. Then it's called Mekalkal, then it's not called Mesak. So that's what the Gemara says. What kind of a mashal is this? What is this to be compared to, let's say, if a Torah Nisrafa means if I am present, this the Gemara gives a mashal. Whenever you give a mashal, means that din, everybody knows that it's so. And this din is the same as that din. And why is that din so pashit? If I'm present when someone burns a Sefer Torah on purpose, the mazit. If there's an electrical fire and the shul burns down and the Sefer Torah burns, so then the din does not require that you have to rip kriya. The Gemara says only if somebody burnt the Sefer Torah lahaches. The case happens to be Yehoyakim was a Jew. A Jew. That's how the Tosafot points out. If a Jew burns a Sefer Torah, not only Sefer Torah, the story was that he burnt Sefer Eicha. He burnt Megillah Eicha. He was angry at the fact that Yirmiyah wrote the Nevuah in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So that didn't bother him so much. Go destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But he said, Malachel v'sera b'goyim, that the king is going to go into Golus. What do you mean I'm going to go into Golus? So he cut out the Shem Hashem in Megillah Seicha and he burnt the Shem Hashem. So the Gemara learns out from there, you could have insisted that you only have to rip Kriya if you burn Shem Hashem. The Gemara understands no. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Lo pachadu v'lo kor b'gdeim, that the people didn't rip Kriya, and the Mashmoy says that they were supposed to rip Kriya because he burnt the Sefer from Tanakh. He burnt the Megillah Seicha. So from there we derive that if someone burns a Sefer Torah and Nevi'im Ksuvim on purpose, the Mezid Lahaches, the Kemaisa Shahoyah, like that incident, like when Yehoyakim burnt the Megillah Seicha, so the din requires that you have to rip Kriya to demonstrate how aggravated you are. So the Gemara says, Omer Alameis B'Shas Yitzias Neshama is to be compared to that case, just like one who's present B'Shas Reifa Sefer Torah. Alright, Sefer Torah Nisraf the Mezid Lahaches, Chayv Lekroyak Daminim Vaykotten, yeah. So to over here, when a Jew dies, it's to be compared to one who sees a Sefer Torah in Israel. What's the comparison? It's a very strange comparison. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole drush on this, that which was printed in Yiddish, and then later someone translated it into Hebrew, that a Jewish neshama is to be compared to a Sefer Torah. You see, the tzias neshama of a Jewish person is compared to a Sefer Torah in Israel. Why? Because the Gemara tells us in Maseches Nida, that's what the Bala Tanya quotes on the first page in the Tanya, that the Malach teaches the baby Kola Terakula before the baby is born. So every Jew, and even if the person grows up to be an Am Haaretz, an ignoramus, and never learns a word of Torah, but the Torah has already been engraved on his soul. And whenever a person learns Torah, he's just recalling what he had once learned before. And even though the Malach slaps the baby, the Gemara says the Malach slaps the baby, makes him forget the whole Torah. It's not that once he slaps the baby, everything is gone and forgotten, you're left with nothing. No? So why did the Malach do an act of futility to teach him to turn in the first place? So obviously we assume that even though the Malach slaps him, he forgets it, but it's still going to be Rishuma Nika, something remains behind. And this teaching of the Torah is only on the Jewish Neshama. It doesn't apply to the Nachri Neshama. So that's why we assume that the Jewish Neshama is different from the Nachri Neshama. The Jewish Neshama has the Torah engraved on it. What does it mean? That there's a natural inclination, that's what the Bala Tanya as a whole develops the whole thing, starting from the first page of the Tanya. That's how Rav Soloveitchik developed this thing based on the Tanya. He quoted it. Because there's a natural inclination, a natural desire, there's an Abraham Suteris that every Jew has to run to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's engraved in his DNA, so to speak, not in his physical DNA, and his spiritual DNA. That's what the Malach accomplishes by teaching the baby Kola Tarakula. And that's the famous Rambam in the end of Perek Beis in Hilchas Gerishin. The Rambam quotes the Mishnah in Erechin that on some instances the Bezna is Kaifa, Bezna will force someone to give a get to his wife. So the Gemara in Cheskes Habatim raises an objection. But how can it be kofanos achiyam eretzani? How can they force a person to give a get? But he's dreaming he doesn't want to give a get. So he beat him up till he says, okay, I want to give a get. But his statement that I agreed to give the get, that's also under duress. So the whole thing is under duress. So how is it good? The get is only good if it's given me. Daito. So the Rambam quotes an answer which appears in the Gemara. The Gemara has two answers. The Rambam really should not have quoted this answer. So that's a whole discussion that the commentaries on the Rambam have. Why he quoted Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz has a safe on the Rambam there, where he discusses in the standard Mefarshim, they all discuss the difficulty in the Rambam. But the Rambam quotes the answer in the Gemara that even though the fellow screaming bloody murder, he doesn't want to give a get, that's not really his true self. His true self, deep down inside his soul, in his heart, he really wants to give it a get, because every Jewish person has the Torah engraved on his heart. The Malach taught him the Torah before he was born. And every Jewish person really has a desire to do all the mitzvahs deraisen, to listen to the Chachamim, and to do what the Chachamim want him to do. So if the Rabbanim tell him, Yosha dictates that you have to give your wife a get in this case, so the truth of the matter is that deep down in his heart he really does want to give a get. And when they beat him up enough and he says, Roitzani, so the Rambam says that's his true self that's talking now. Before that was a pseudo personality, that wasn't really his own self. That was his Yetzirah that was talking, like a dibuk seized him and didn't let him really act like himself. And when they beat him up and then he says, Roitzani, that's the truth. The real Ani has come out now, and when he says, Roitzani, it's really true. So that's all based on this idea that the Malach teaches the baby Kol HaTarakula before the child is born. And that's why he says over here, if you're present when a Sefer Torah is being destroyed, so you have to rip Kriya. That's the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So the same is over here. When you see, when you're present, when a person dies, even though he's not a Chacham, he's not one of the seven relatives, he's not an Anam Kasha, but you were there, so the din is that you have to rip Kriya. The Maaseh, they don't rip Kriya. Maaseh, the doctors in the hospital and the nurses in the Chevra Kadosh come to constitute a minyan Mishas Hashem, they don't rip Kriya. So that's taka an issue. How come? Let's say when a rabbi dies, so you don't hear that all the balabatim from Hishul rip Kriya. How come? Chacham Shemes? So the answer is, Ein lana din tamah chacham izmanazim. Said the Shulchan Aruch, nah, we don't have such big tamid chacham. So it's not called the Chacham Shemes. And what's Adam Kosher Shemes? So they say also, well, Ein lana din Adam Kosher bizman hazeh. Okay, maybe also no one has a din of Adam Kosher. But Ha'imen Alameis B'Shas Tis Nishama, Taisus shows from the Gemara, Mashma Leila Shas, the Mairi, Afila Eid Adam Kosher. Doesn't have to be a Tamach Chacham, doesn't have to be an Adam Kosher. Jewish he is. Jewish he is. The only time you don't refer if he's an Avaria, he's a Balaver, he doesn't deserve Kovod Abrius. He was Mekalkal, he doesn't deserve Kovod Abrius. But if the guy was not an Avarian, a plain person dies, so why don't you rip Kriya? So the Achrenim say, based on the Gemara, has an expression in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses on Daf Samach Amar Aleph, the din is if he Hashemei Abichas Hashemei Chavera Chayiv L'Kroya. Also, Pasuk in Yirmiyah. It says that Rav Shokei was cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the people, I think the Pasuk says that they did rip Kriya. They did rip Kriya. So the Gemara learns that from that part. Rav Shaka was a Jew, and he was Megadet Has Hashem. So the people read Kriya. So the Gemara derives from there that Hashemeh Bichas Hashem, Bichas Hashem means Kidlas Hashem, the Loshen Nikiya. One who hears another Jew curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obligated to read Kriya. The context that is quoted there is, if witnesses come to Bezin, the din is one who is Mekalal Has Hashem, one is Megadet is Chayv Skila. So when the witnesses come to Bezin and they tell the Bezin, the way the guy was Megadeth as Hashem, and they say the sentence verbatim, and it didn't require they have to say verbatim what he said. So the Mishnah says that the Bezin stands up and rips Kriya, because you have to rip Kriya Me'umad. Bezin usually sits, but when they hear the Birchas Hashem, they have to stand up and rip Kriya Me'umad. So the Gemara says, how do you know that? Because it is Pasuk in Yirmiyah. And not only does the din require that those who are present, Mamish, when he said the Birchas Hashem, the Eidim have to rip Kriya when they heard the Birchas Hashem. Even the Bezin who hears the Birchas Hashem from the Eidim, Hashemeya min Hashemeya, also has to rip Kriya. So that's the context that is quoted there in Daf Nun Hey, Daf Nun Vav. The Mishnah talks about Megadeth as Hashem. The Gemara says even Bnei Noach are also mitzvah and Birchas Hashem. That's one of the seven mitzvahs. Bnei Noach gave Tavek Agantz Sugya, starting Nun Vav, Nun Zayin, Nun Ches, Nun Tes, the whole Sugya of Bnei Noach. Then the Gemara has a shayla. What if Hashemeya Birchas Hashem in Hanochri, Bizman Hazem? What if I hear the Nochama? Not allowed to say Birchas Hashem. And if you hear from a Jew Birchas Hashem, it says in Yirmiyo you have to rip Kriya. So what if you hear Birchas Hashem from a Nochri? Do you have to rip Kriya? So Gemara says you really ought to have been obligated. You really should have to rip Kriya. But in Cain, the Gemara says Nismale Kol Abeged Kula Kroy. If you're going to say you have to rip Kriya every time you hear Birchas Hashem from a Nochri, it'll be Nismale Kol Abeged Kula Kroy. You won't be able to wear any clothes every day. You're going to have to rip your clothes because the Nochma are always cursing. Nachum Aroi is cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's why you don't have to. So it's a little unclear. What does that mean? So you'll have to rip your begadim every day. If the din requires, so the din requires. So what does it mean? So some say it's a takonim in the Rabbanim. They're made a takonim that the whole din of Kriya is only in the Rabbanim. So hey mama, hey mama. So they said if it's going to be too impossible, it's going to be too difficult. You tell a guy every day he has to rip his beged, and the smaller kala beged kula kriy minat mechuyah. Other Achareinim say it's not a takana de Rabbanon, it's Mi'ikar Adin, it's not a special takana. The whole idea of ripping Kriya is to demonstrate that something aggravating happened. But how can you say the guy's aggravated? How can you say that the person is aggravated? If every day this goes on all the time, Kaseda, so we're already immune to it. We heard already yesterday, the day before. It doesn't register by us anymore. So since Nismali Kalabegat Kula Kroim, so therefore it's not Bishas Chimum. The Gemara says Kol Kera. The only time you rip Kriya is when the person is excited and aggravated over the death of this individual. Let's say if a person, some people rip Kriya right before the Hesped, some have the meaning to rip Kriya right after the Hesped, some people rip Kriya right before the Kvur. Let's say you'll wait till a week after the Shiva, then you're going to rip Kriya. So it's already not Bishas Chima. So let's say a person didn't know that he was supposed to rip Kriya. And then he finds out in the middle of Shloshim. So the Gemara says, you don't rip Kriya at that time. The Kriya is only a mitzvah if the Kera is Bishas Chimum. If the Kera is not Bishas Chimum, not. So what happens? You're going to hear Birchas Hashem in Anochrim. And B'chol Yom Vayom, those who live in Golos, you hear every day the Nochma are always cursing. So the Gemara has a Loshim. It's Malik Ol HaBeged Kula Kroim. So there's no more Chimum. We assume it doesn't register anymore. It doesn't get a success. So that's what some Achreinim say. That Bizman Azeh, if you tell the doctors and the nurses and the Chevek Kadisha who come to make a minyan, some try to make a minyan, Mishat Tzias Neshama, there should be a minyan of 10 men present when any person dies. So they say if you'll require of them that they should rip Kriya all the time, so they won't want to come to participate, a doctor won't want to be in the room when the guy's dying, and the Chevek Kadisha won't want to come. So in order to encourage people to come, so either we exempt them in the Rabbanon, that's what some Achareinim said, they made a takana in the Rabbanon, we don't have to observe this din anymore. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say any exemption. Shulchan Aruch, everything is quoted from the Gemara, they leave it like that. But the later Achareinim, after the post Shulchan Aruch, so they come up with this idea. So some say they made a takana in the Rabbanon that you don't have to observe this din anymore, because we want to encourage people to participate. And others say the doctors and the nurses, they're in the hospital every day, the people dying every day, so they're used to death, so there's no Shas Chimam by them. Chevek Kadisha also, they go every day, they go when people are about to die, they always make a minyan Mishas Tzias Neshama. So it's not that it's a takonim of the Rabbana to relieve them, to exempt them from this obligation, the kula, like Hitir Yisrael from Mishum Tzilosam. We give them a break, they don't have to rip Kriya, in order to encourage them that they should go in the first place. Like you allow the doctor to go back on Shabbos, to have the guy driving back on Shabbos, because if you won't permit him to drive back on Shabbos, he won't want to go in the first place. So to encourage him to go in the first place, over here also, to encourage people to serve as members of the Chevek Kadisha, so we give them a bonus, and we say, if you go, and the guy dies, you don't have to rip Kriya. So some present it like that, they made a takana derabbanan, that you don't have to observe this din. And others say, nah, not so much a takana derabbanan. They say that psychologically, since the Chevek Kadisha is so used to it, so the Misa doesn't really mean so much to them. So it's not really called Shas Chimum. So again, so what did the Gemara bring this whole topic in for? Because whenever there's an obligation taket to rip Kriya, then it's called Misake. That's how it sounds in Gemara. Then it's called Misake. And then you would be chayv even though it's kareya shalai amanas litva. The only reason why you need amanas litva is in order that it shouldn't be mekalkel, but kareya per se is already a malachi. See, that's already not like the Rabbi Kivega's he'ores. I think someone pointed it out when we learned that Rabbi Kivega and Ayin Gimel on days. The Mishnah on Aleph has a shear by some of the malachas, by most of the malachas doesn't have a shear. So Tosis raises the issue. How come tzarech lefarish like a tzarechion? Laman pirish kan berg v'pateh b'tosif because of shear. Tzeime b'shad. The other malachas doesn't say shear. So Motcha Benet in his sefer Moginov says it must be that those that have the shear mentioned explicitly, there the shear is intrinsic in the malacha, and if you do less than the shear, won't be a chatzis shear asman atera. And those where the shear is not mentioned in the Mishnah and Dafayin Gimel, so the shear is chatzis shear will be asman atera. There the shear is not part of the malacha. So the Pashta says the Ramotcha Benet is saying that the Mishnah and Gimel and Aleph is giving you each one of the malachas with its definition. If you need Hoysa Shnei Bati Nirim Horik Shnei Chutim, the shear is mentioned means that's the definition of the Melacha. So the Mishnah says Hakarei Almanas Litzvah Shtei Tviris. So if the Mishnah says Almanas Litzvah, so it sounds like if it's not Almanas Litzvah, then it's not called the Melacha by definition. And that's what Rabbi Kevegar understood the Taisus on Amibes. That's what he said. It's against the Gemara. Gemara says the Farish. The only reason why you need Almanas Litzvah is in order that it shouldn't be Mekalkel. But if you do Kriya in a fashion that you're a fulfillment of a mitzvah, so then Rashi said in the Gemara, so it also says like that, that they just touched up the Rashi a little bit, then it says the first that Kriya per se is a malacha. It doesn't have to be Hachana Litzvah. Kriya per se is a malacha. Whenever the Kriya is the Kima Mitzvah, Chacham or Azayin Kreizim, or Emin Alameis, the Shas, you see it's in Shaman, Adam Kosher, all these cases, so the Kriya itself constitutes a Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, okay, this is the answer to the Stira Mesa Meso by Karea Meso. What about Karea Bechamosai? Then in the Mishnah says, if he's angry and he rips his begodim in anger, and the Mishnah says, Potter, it's Mekalkal, and the Brisa says, Chayiv. Now, obviously, the Brisa thinks that it's Mesakin. No one holds that Karea Bechamosai is Chayiv. Chayiv Lamar is a Machlokes, but by Karea, Mekalkal is going to be Potter. So the Gemara says, Chamosa, Chamosa, Nami Lokasha, Horab Yuda, Horab Shimon. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda only says ain't tzricha leguf is chay, but mekalkal is not chayiv. According to Rashi, the Gemara's kasha is true. Rabbi Yehuda is mekal on the mesakein story. It doesn't have to be a tikkun that tzricha leguf. Even if ain't tzricha leguf is also mesakein, according to Rashi, mesakein and tzricha leguf are interconnected. The machleik is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon regarding Ein Tzvich Legufa, the machleik is that called Nesakin or not? So the yes, but even Rabbi Yehuda who doesn't require Tzvich Legufa, but he still requires that it should be some kind of a basic Nesakin. What's the Nesakin? The Gemara says, Hanami Nesakin Kavi Nachas Ruch LeYitzra. According to Tosfos, that the two totally unrelated, the big Tosfos, Kuvav and Aleph, but Kama Mekayim is that Tosfos disagrees with the Rashi because of the Gemara and Sanhedrin and Dash Pei Dalet. The Gemara says that Mekalkal v'chovel amavir is chai v'ali Reb Shimon, but you still need tzricha l'gufa. So if Mekalkal is chai, what do you need tzricha l'gufa? So Rashi says, yeah, we don't pass like that Gemara. That's an abnormal Gemara. And Tosfos says, no, that's the main Gemara. So Tosfos keeps on referring to that Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalet, that the machlokes of ain't tzricha l'gufa is totally unrelated to the topic of Nesakin. So according to Tosfos, the kasha is either a separate kasha. Gemara says, "Amish Shamis Alei Rabbi Yehuda, the Misakim and the Kalkal Mishamis Lei." Really, according to Rashi, the Kasha was even better. According to Rashi, the Kasha was true. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require Tzvicha Legufa to label it as Misakim, but you need that it shouldn't be Mekalkal and Metzias. If it's real Mekalkal, Rabbi Yehuda agrees. The Dak is Dik and Misakim and Mekalkal, so that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Rabbi Shimon. But the basic Misakim it does have to be. According to Tosfos, the kasha was unrelated. True, he doesn't need tzvicha legufa, but mitamacha should be potter because of mekalka. So to this, the Gemara says, it's misakin eitzol yitzroi. And the Rambam paskens like that. They give you the maramokom, that the Rambam in the letter Samach, they quote the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, quotes this Gemara in Hilchos Shabbos, that it's called misakin because eitzol nachas ruach li yitzroi. Then the Gemara asks on the next line, ki hai gavno, Mi Shari. So here there are two girsas in the Gemara. We have the girsa Mi Shari, and the Rabbeinu Hananel says that other Rishonim had the girsa Mi Chayes. Ki Haygavna Mi Chayes. What does it mean? It starts off Mi Shari, that you're not allowed to. But Tani we have a Tosefta and Baba Kamer. Shimon Ben Elazar Amim Shim Chilfa Barig. Rishon Mishim Avicha Menuri. I'm a Kerev Gadam Hamas. I'm a Shabbat Gadam Hamas. I'm a Father's Mercy Hamas. He's so angry. takes his wallet full of money and he throws it on the ground, and he knows in advance all the money's going to roll all over the place. He's not destroying the money, but he's losing all of his money. But still, he does it out of anger. If he's ripping the begadim, he's destroying them. Meshabi Kelim is destroying. This Meshugan also. Mefazim Oysav. He's destroying it as far as he's concerned. Other people are going to grab the money. So whoever does such an act in Kas, in Azam, Yei Beinecha Kovet Avedizor. So in other words, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do that. So what was the Gemara's Kasha? You can't have Gabna Mishori. So you could learn the Rabbeinu Hananel points out. You could learn two Pshatim in the Gemara. Could learn. Stam the Gemara is asking, hey, you're allowed to do that? The Gemara says, no, you're not allowed to do that. It's forbidden. There are cases where you're allowed to. If he puts on an act, the Rambam quotes the next line of the Gemara. If he puts on an act to make believe that he's angry because he wants to teach his children a lesson, or he, let's say, you get, when a little child does something wrong, so the parents have to make believe that they get angry and they have to give pet. So they have to put on an act as if they're really angry at the child, but they're not allowed to be angry. They're not allowed to be in kas. Not allowed to hit the child out of anger. They have to hit the child out of love, but make believe that they're angry. Or sometimes the fellow should do something in anger because his shivcha k'nainis or his avid k'nainis is not acting properly. Or sometimes in she beso, usually in she beso means his wife. What do you mean he wants to teach his wife a lesson? The son of the husband is 15 years older than his wife. They're the same age, but the same degree of maturity, unless he went to the yeshiva and he went to the university and his wife never had any education. So she's uneducated and immature. And he has an obligation to educate his wife. Otherwise, they both met in college. They're both educated. So what do you mean he has an obligation to teach his wife? Ayin she basin. Unless he's much older than his wife. Or in she basin maybe sometimes means the other members of the household. Okay, so sometimes a person is obligated to act as if, the Rambam says, to put out an act as if he's angry, but in his heart he's not allowed to be angry. He has to make believe that he's angry. Because if he really is angry and he smashes something, he breaks something, or he destroys money, or he loses his money out of anger, so the one gears in the Gemara just was, is that permissible? The Gemara says, no, it's only permissible in certain conditions, other conditions not permissible. Most of the time it's not allowed unless you have these rare conditions met. Yeah, but it's just a side topic. Is it permissible or not permissible? It doesn't affect the Hilchas Shabbos. And Hilchas Shabbos, the Gemara just said, by the tiny letters, Tamachai Namim, Sakin, Kovin, Nachas, Rufi, Yitzchak, period, that's all. The Rambam Paschal is like that. Even though he's really angry, and he's not putting on an act, that is in violation, and it's Kilo Avid Avid Azor. You're not Chayv Skila for Kilo Avid Avid Azor. If you actually worship Avid Azor, Bahasra, Nedim, Lahasra, they give his skila for worshiping Abadazar. Here it's only Kiloi, but Abadazar. So the skila that he's going to get, the Aver that he's doing, is because of the Chil Shabbos. Because he's ripping a beggar. So the Gemara says, Oysa Nachas Ruch Li Yitzro, that's called Misakin. Even though it's Bavera, it's still called Misakin. That's how the Raman quotes. And the Giris and the Gemara was, the Ki Hagavna Mishori. So it's Tamakashin. Is it permissible? The Gemara says, Take right. It's not permissible. Most of the time it's not allowed, unless he puts on an act. And the other gear said the Rabbi Nachmanel thinks is the more kirik gear says v'kihai gavna michayev, since it's mishori, since it's not allowed, so how can you call it nesaken if he's doing an aveira? So the Gemara says Anachanami, the only time it's called nesaken is when he puts on an act and he makes believe that he's angry. So that is permissible. So since that's permissible, then it's nesaken eitzol oisa nachas ruach liyitzroi. So that's called nesaken. So then it's called nesaken. So that's what the Rabbi Nachmanel has. There are two gears here, whether it should say ki hagavna michayev or ki hagavna mishori. And the Rambam doesn't hold from the gears ki hagavna michayev. Rambam says yichayev even if it's beisim. The Gemara was just commenting about the permissibility of ripping a beggar like that. The Rambam paskins that ain't tzricha legufa. Is deraisa? Said deraisa. The Gemara said harab yudah harab shimon. Hakareh b'chamosai is initial harab yudah harab shimon. So the Rambam happens to pass on like Rab Yudah. The Rambam and the Balamora, the two Rishonim pass on like Rab Yudah. That ain't tzricha legufa is deraisa. So he doesn't pata because of the fact that it ain't tzricha legufa. So what's the misakin? Oisa nachas ruach liyitzva. So the Rambam doesn't qualify it. And Hilchas Deis, when he talks about Kol HaMekareach Bechamaso, Ebenech, Kerber, Abedizoris, and then he tells you when is it Mutter, when is it us? It's only Mutter, there's no violation of any Avera if he puts on an act to make believe that he's angry, and that's Taka Mitzvah to Mimachanech Bibene Beso. If it's reasonable, if his wife is the same age as him or older than him, what even is Machanech his wife? It's not Shaitinich. His wife means the Rambam is much older than his wife, I think. I was probably 20 years older than his wife or something. So if the wife is much younger, or the wife is uneducated, and he is an educated person, so then he has an obligation to educate his wife, like he has to educate his children as well. Now he was angry, he was so angry, and now he unleashes his frustration.
This is real angry.
Yeah, really angry. He's really angry, and then by ripping the begotten, so now he calms down. So since he calms down, so for him that's called Mesachim. That's how the Rambam quotes this Gemara. And this is on the assumption that Ein Tzricha L'Gufa is their Eiseh. But if the old Ein Tzricha L'Gufa is Mutta Min HaTer, it's only Asim Rabbanon, then you can't say Chai because Eiseh Nachas Rotis. That's what the Gemara says. Harab Shimon, Harab Yudah. Then the Gemara has a comment. Gemara had a comment before. The first version of the Braisa was about the 18 lines on the top or so. The Gemara quoted a Braisa, "Mifnei ma meitzim b'adam nosim shalom shen ktan." Sometimes children die when they're very young. So if we assume that death is a punishment for sins that people did, so if the child didn't do any sin, so why should the child be punished? The child is a lot by Ronshin. So Rashi and Chumash quotes, Ish means a person as if the bar mitzvah will not be punished because of the sins of his father, but if the child is a cotton, and he, so sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish the father, the parents, by having the children who are ktanim die or get sick, whatever the case is. But if it's ish b'cheta yimosa, but if the child is ready after bar mitzvah, then that doesn't make any sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish the parents by causing the children to die or to get sick or something. So we assume that must be that the children did some aver. Can't be because of what the parents did. Part of the cheshbon is that the parents also, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives a punishment, so he's careful to see that someone shouldn't suffer who doesn't deserve to suffer. So it's not going to cause a person to get sick or to die unless the parents also deserve some kind of annoyance. But we have to assume that the person deserved his own or her own onish, otherwise they wouldn't be punished. So this Bryce asking Mifnei Ma Meisim Banu Nosim Shalom Shem Tan should have answered because of the sins of the parents. So that's in effect what the Gemara does answer. So the Bryce answers Kadesh Yifke the Isabel Alodim Kasha. They want the parents to get trained in crying when a tzaddik dies. So they call Min HaShamayim, they cause that the young children should die, so the parents will be aggravated to death, so they're going to cry their hearts out. So this will be their hachana, this will be their preparation, that if a big tzaddik will die, so they'll cry later. Frank the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Kadesh Yifke, in order that I should practice Min HaShamayim, they cause my young children to die, in order to have me in good shape and practice to cry, so that when a tzaddik will die, so they're like, they're taking a mashkin. Eravainu koshakal, they're taking a mashkin from me, and they rub them from me. They're making me train myself in crying on the death of a person. My young baby should die in order that when a tamachacham, kadesh yifki v'sabalon kosher, doesn't make any sense. It's a punishment because, why do young children die? Because of the sins of the parents. Which sins of the parents? Kiddush, Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras HaMishpacha, all sins. They didn't daven properly, they didn't say Krishna, they didn't like tefillin, they'll call it Tarakula, any sin. So the Gemara says, but usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish me to Keneged Mida. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes me that my children die and I'm going to cry my heart out, so it must be Mida Keneged Mida, must be that Alam Kosher died and I didn't cry my heart out. Meshal Adbocha bin Sabal Alam Kosher. So therefore, Min HaShamayim, they punish me, Mida Keneged Mida. The truth of the matter is, it could be that I did other Averis also, and the death of the young children is because of my Averis. It could be because of Shabbos, Kashrus, and Taras HaMishpacha. The Gemara said, this is one of the Cheshbonos may be, that's as Rashi wrote on Chumash, Ish Becheta Yimas, Ish Prat L'Kotten, that the Ketanim are sometimes caused to die is not really their punishment. Sometimes the young children die because of the sins of the parents. So the Gemara just singles out, it's probably going to be the sin that the parents didn't cry. So the punishment will be neither keneged neither, mipnei shelo yibachu b'sab l'olam kasher. So that's why they'll cause the person to cry now, to do what he didn't do at the right time. So the Gemara picks up on this theme about crying when an olam kasher dies. Kalamor demos olam kasher, 10 lines from the bottom. If a person sheds tears when an olam kasher dies, means he has the proper emotions, the proper feelings. He should be heartbroken over the fact that such a wonderful person died. There's a lack of kvod shamayim now. He used to be more kvod shamayim. He's crying. The Gemara says in the third parak in Ma'akot, the Gemara quotes a pasuk from where's the pasuk? Also in Yirmiyah. Also in Yirmiyah. And when they were going to take the Melech Yisrael, I forgot about Yehoyakim. I forgot about who the Melech was. They were going to take the Melech into captivity. So they said, Al tifko b'meis v'altanudolo. They shouldn't cry over the people. There's going to be a big war. And they're going to kill many, many thousands of Jews. So they say, Al tifko b'meis, don't cry over the people who lose their lives. V'chu b'cha l'haylach. You should cry over the one who's going to be taken into captivity. Ki lo yoshevod liroi, says Eretz Achuzosai. Something like that. Because he's never going to be brought back to Eretz Yisrael. And that's the biggest tragedy, because the person who's taken into captivity, the Gemara says, Shivya Kasha Mikulam. Some people die from starvation, and some people die from they stab them to death. And different forms of death, and the guy who's in prison, the guy's in Shivya, is worse than all of these things put together, because they torture him every day. He's tortured every day, and he dies from aggravation. So that's the Pasha Pshat and the Pasha. Al tifka l'meis v'al tanudolo. Don't cry over the people who died. They're getting it easy. At the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. Chubach alohelach. You should cry over the one who's going to go into Golus. Kilo yashabad lirat es eretz achuzasai. And Nebuch is going to be b'shivya. And shivya is kasha mikulam. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation of the Pasha. Al tifka l'meis v'al tanudolo. You're not allowed to cry when a young person dies and he leaves a lot of orphans and he leaves an almana, and it's heartbreaking, so you're not allowed to cry, because when you cry, it's like complaining against God's wishes. As if you're complaining that if you would run the world, you would have done things differently. So you're not allowed to cry over the human tragedy that's involved. The Gemara says when you come to the Beis Avel, you're not allowed to say, what can you do? Because when you say, what can you do, it sounds like if there would be what to do, I would have done it, and I would have not done what the Ribbono Shel Olam decided to do. So it's a chiyuv v'gidduf. You're not allowed to talk like that. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Al tifkol ameis, a little bit you can't control yourself. So the Gemara says gimel yamim lebechi. More correct is never to cry at all. But the first 3 days, the Gemara says it's like a pchina v'nis rachmana patrei. If the people are not going to cry at all, that's very difficult. So the first 3 days of people crying, you can't hold it against them, because it's Einus Rachmana Pacha. But after the first 3 days, it's prohibited to cry, because it's like you're registering a complaint against the way the Baruch Shalom runs his world. What does it mean, B'chu Bacha L'Hailech, that you may cry? So the Gemara says, L'Hailech B'Lei Bonim, that the one you should cry about is the one who died before he had a chance to get married and have children, that's really a lack of Kvod Shamayim. In other words, when you cry, when someone dies, you're not allowed to cry over the human tragedy. You should cry over the fact that there's a diminishing of Kvod Shamayim. That when Kozman, this guy, was alive, he was a tzaddik, he was a talmid chacham, he was a medaktik in mitzvahs, he was a yirei shamayim. Now that he died, so all of this is going to be missing. Or this person never had a chance to have children, to raise the children, the derech haTorah, to give them a chinuch, halach b'loy banim. So the human tragedy aspect, you're not allowed to cry about, but the lacking of Kvod Shamayim, that you should cry about. So that's what the Gemara continues to say, when a tzaddik dies, a famous, an erlich hayid, a nice religious person dies, so then there's what to cry about, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, so to speak, collect all of the tears that were shed over the death of this Adam Kasha, over the lack of, quote, the diminishing of Kvod Shamayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that those tears are so precious that people are crying over the diminishing of Kvod Shamayim. He puts these tears in his treasure house. No, the safarta ato asimah dimasi b'naydecha. Place all the mitiyas into your container, and put the container in your treasure house, the base ginozov. Halo b'sifrasecha. Fine. Then the Gemara says, and what happens for care? Kol ha'masatol b'asfeder shel chacham. Let's say a talmid chacham died, and now there's a lack of kvod shamayim. This talmid chacham, all of his life, used to teach a lot of Torah, and now we're missing all of that Torah. So when that talmid chacham dies, the people are lazy. They don't really. He died at an old age. There's no human tragedy, so they don't cry so much. They give a hesped, but they don't really sense the lack of the quote shamayim. Yeah, but there are bottom who can replace him. Yeah, but every person has his own unique characteristics. And this talmid chacham who died had something to offer that all the younger talmid chacham don't have. So whoever doesn't have this sense, and he's lax, he's misatzel b'spedish l'chacham roy l'korvi b'chav shenema. It says that when Yeshua ben Nun died, they were misatzel in his kvura. That's what it says, that they buried him timna serach hasheh b'harifan mitzfon lahar goash. What do you mean har goash? Har goash usually implies when a mountain erupts, we call it a volcano. Har goash means goash aleim ahar, means a volcano. So what do you mean? He was buried near a mountain that became a volcano. So the Gemara says, yeah, they really, what it means is that they deserve to be killed by a volcano. Because when Yeshua ben Nun died, they didn't give a proper hesped to him. Some of the people who were right to give a hesped remember Moshe Rabbeinu. So how much hesped can you say for this guy, this young guy, Yeshua ben Nun? What did he have to offer? Moshe Rabbeinu was much greater. The Gemara says that the people said when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, so they said Pnei Moshe, Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Levana. Everybody knew that Yeshua ben Nun didn't compare to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Goyim knew, the Jews knew, everybody knew. So they were misapsa. Yeah, but still after he died, there was a Yeridus Adurg. So the generation after him was left. So the people were so blinded by the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, so they didn't realize that there was again a Yeridus Adurg. Yeshua Masulus Canaan, there was a major Yeridus Adurg at that time. So they were misapsal in his hesped. Because after Moshe Rabbeinu died, they felt everything was going to be on the same low madrega. Now it's not going down anymore. They didn't sense that it's going down. So because they were misatzel the hespedo shala Yeshua ben Nun, who was a big talmid chacham, and they didn't emphasize this loss in kvod shamayim, the diminishing kvod shamayim, so they really deserved that the volcano should have erupted. They deserved that the volcano should have erupted, and it should have been roga shalayim har laharga. That's what they really deserve. And in Achyamim and so on. Okay. Good. Well, you know, tomorrow we're going to try to do Kuvavim now. It's inside Rashi and Tesis, all of stuff.